This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's presidency on Sunday insisted the chance of resolving soaring tensions with Russia through diplomacy remained greater than that of an attack, as the U.S. warned Moscow was stepping up preparations for an invasion. An advisor said, quote, an honest assessment of the situation suggests that the chance of finding a diplomatic solution for de-escalation is still substantially higher than the threat of further escalation. He says Russia has been conducting large-scale troop rotations, maneuvers, and weapon deployments on a regular basis, quote, to ensure constant massive psychological pressure since massing forces at Ukraine's border last spring. Quote, for our intelligence service and armed forces, this Russian activity comes as absolutely no surprise, he said. The statement came after Washington said its intelligence assessments showed Moscow was stepping up moves towards a potential full-scale invasion and has in place 70% of the forces it would need for such an attack. Russia has assembled more than 100,000 troops along its border with Ukraine, but U.S. officials say intelligence analysts have not determined if President Vladimir Putin has actually decided to invade. The U.S. officials warned the assembled Russian force on the frontier with Ukraine is growing at a rate that would give Putin the force he needs for a full-scale invasion, some 150,000 soldiers by mid-February. They estimated a major attack would leave 25,000 to 50,000 civilians dead, along with 5,000 to 25,000 Ukrainian soldiers and 3,000 to 10,000 Russian troops. This is VOA News. The African Union has condemned a recent wave of military coups that has seen an unprecedented number of member states suspended from the bloc, a senior official said Sunday, the last day of its annual summit. The coups were among the main issue expected to be discussed at the summit, along with the AU's ties to Israel and its response to a grinding war in the north of host country Ethiopia. Less than 2 weeks before the summit began Saturday, Burkina Faso became the fourth country to be suspended by the AU after disgruntled soldiers toppled President Roch-Marc Christian Kabore. Guinea, Mali, and Sudan are also currently suspended. Addressing African foreign ministers ahead of the summit, the chair of the African Union Commission denounced a, quote, worrying resurgence of such military coups, but the AU has been accused of inconsistent response, notably by not suspending Chad after a military council took over following the death of longtime President Idriss Déby on the battlefield last April. Pope Francis on Sunday described as beautiful how people rallied around efforts eventually proven vain to save the life of a five-year-old boy who was trapped in a well for days in a village in Morocco. Francis expressed thanks to the Moroccan people as he greeted the public in St. Peter's Square Sunday. He praised people for, quote, putting their all into trying to save the child. Morocco's royal palace said on Saturday night, shortly after the boy Ryan was pulled out of the 32-meter-deep well, that he had died. Francis said that amid the world's bad news, it was, quote, beautiful how Morocco's people rallied for Ryan in a rescue operation that captured the world's attention. Queen Elizabeth II on Sunday became the first British monarch to reign for seven decades, expressing her, quote, sincere wish for Camilla, the wife of her heir, Prince Charles, to ultimately be known as Queen Consort. Elizabeth II made the announcement in a message renewing her pledge to spend her life serving the nation as she began her platinum jubilee in subdued fashion at an estate in eastern England. Britain's longest-serving monarch ascended to the throne at 25 years old on February 6, 1952, following the death of her father, King George. In a major statement of the royal family, the 95-year-old expressed her, quote, sincere wish that when comes time, Camilla will be known as Queen Consort. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.